Spectra. Improving critical engagement with theatre by artists with learning disabilities. By Bella Todd. Page 18. Experiencing the work. No, you're a circus dog. No, fucking sorry. Soho Theatre, London, November 2019. In an image that would comically encapsulate my predicament, where I here to file a conventional review. I'm left watching the second half of this show with my notebook and pen in one hand and the bleeding heart held gently in the other. Giving the company in question's evident flair for a submissive shake, I'm not entirely sure this isn't intentionally. The sticky prop has been handed to me by Adam Smith at the climax to confidential sequence in which audience members are offered love heart sweets with the line, "Go on, have a heart." Because underpinning this sweet, sparkly, shamelessly sexy cabaret is a chilling concept. Each of the four performers carries a bucket in which we are invited to throw green supermarket counters whenever we feel entertained. However, as the most counters at the end of the show will get to stay alive. Bit hot? Not if you have any acknowledgement of the history of learning disability and discrimination, including the recent rise of mass and hate crime and immense government cuts. Know Your Circus Dog are a collective of learning disabled and neurodiverse performers who are granted from Access All Areas Performance Making Diploma at Royal Central. They know from first-hand experience that in our society, our lives are still held to be worth less than others. Through satirical riffs of Countdown and Children in Need, No Fucking Sorry manages to slip past the above socio-political concept. But this collaboratively devised piece makes its point most powerfully via a punk cabaret aesthetic that rejoins in high individual performance styles. It pops and fizzes with personality from on-scene DJ Anson's sharply executed yet joyfully exuberant dancing to Emma Swellen's terse humor, from Steph Newman's mesmeric hair of insurance to Smith's respectable tongue. People with learning disabilities have faced multiple barriers, including legal ones, to living as sexual beings. Here, radically, are four neurodiverse performers holding a Soho audience gaze as they strip to their undies and share their sexual fantasies, from John Barrowman and Chocolate Fountain to Ted Ransom in the video for Closer. Stage, with a mix of seductive panic and comic battles. This sequence alone makes No Fucking Sorry on the most important shows I've ever seen at Soho Theatre in years. But how could you reflect this in Stars? Or Green Countess for that matter? It's a piece of post-dramatic theatre that joses with the preconception that artists with learning disabilities can't be professional. There's a proper show on next. They reassure us with tongues in cheeks. It's also a show that teases with the tension between judging who is deserving a life and who is deserving a stage time. And it reminds us, while having zero time for a pity party, to ask what place there is a criticism for the heart. Bella thought.